Philadelphia Eagles are on the clock and the pick is in. They have traded with the Chicago Bears to the 9th pick. Chicago moves back one spot to 10.
Wow.
Do we have the terms of the deal at the B&B Flooring Update Desk, bnbflooringtn.com?
I am efforting that right now, but no.
The B&B, not Update Desk. I'm kidding.
Okay. Here we go. Eagles have traded pick 10 and a fourth-round pick next year to move up to 9.
Oh, that ain't
– that's wild.
That was the – hey, are you going to take our guy? No.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll do it anyways. All right.
Well, that means to
Floyd told me that he called Tampa Bay before the Javon Kearse pick, and he called Rich McKay and said, hey, I'd like to trade one spot to get Javon Kearse. And he said, no, we're going to take the guy here we really like. And Floyd goes, who? He's like, it's a defensive lineman. He goes, oh. He goes, Booger McFarland. Okay, bye.
Hey, both of them turned out to be really good players.
All right, here we go. So Chicago is now at 10. You're one pick away. You are guaranteed. If Jalen Carter is the pick, we don't know, but I think it's going to be Jalen Carter. You're guaranteed one of Carter, Gonzalez, or Levis, which now makes me think if Chicago doesn't, and I think Chicago is going to go with an offensive lineman, so that if it's not that, and it's between Gonzalez and Levis, Mason.
I'm going with Gonzalez.
Where are you leaning?
I'm taking Levis. Even though I like Gonzalez, I'm taking Levis because it serves a purpose. They need a quarterback eventually. Maybe not this year, but they need one. And if Will Levis is sitting there and it seems like you love him from all we've heard from the GM, it, you know, you take him. He's there. He failed to you. You didn't have to do anything but stay put. So you draft your quarterback.
I'm going to go with Gonzalez. I mean, I kind of changed my mind a little bit. I mean, because the thing about it is you look at in the AFC South, you got to cover some great wide receivers. You got Farley, you got McCreary, you got Fulton. Those guys have been inconsistent. So I'm going with Gonzalez. The guys can shut down some of these great wide receivers.
Is it only between those two? Or could you see a Skoronski
or a
Broderick Jones end up in the discussion? Now, and I will say this, I think there's a chance Chicago is going to take one of those two guys.
Don't forget about receiver.
Yeah, I can't see the Titans taking a receiver this high.
Especially
an injured guy.
Yeah, none of these receivers, I think, have a top 15 grade.
Even Jackson, you don't think?
I think Addison is the best out of the group.
Here's Goodell.
The Bears have traded the 9th pick to the Philadelphia Eagles. With the 9th pick in the 2023 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Jalen Carter, defensive tackle, Georgia.
Mel Kiper Jr.
That Jalen Carter is the pick, you now know it's either Christian Gonzalez or Will Levis, unless Chicago trades back again.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're going to. I think Chicago's going offensive line here. I think they're probably either going Broderick Jones or Peter Skoronski.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the case, if the Bears go offensive line, Gonzalez or Levis?
Mm-hmm. That's not bad.
I'm going Levis. I'm still going Levis. I think, they like him enough. They didn't have to move up to get him. They probably got him ranked as a top 15 player on their board. So why not take him? Especially if Skoronski's gone, then you're not taking a corner that high. I don't think the Titans are taking a corner that high.
Mm-hmm.
You go with the most logical pick for me is the quarterback.
Shoot, what if you got Hendon Hooker sitting there?
I mean, drafting Hendon Hooker 11th overall.
I'm just saying.
I don't think Hooker's as good as Levis.
Okay, let me ask you. No. That's an interesting pick, though.
What?
Getting Hendon Hooker.
At 11?
TD's with us here. Now TD is TD's updates brought to you by Smoky Mountain Tops, your countertop experts. Visit SmokyMountainTops.com. TD, what was the level of shock as to what went down at the Titans facility when Houston traded back up to 3 and Indianapolis went Richardson at 4?
Yeah, we were all really, really surprised because, as has been reported multiple times, C.J. Stroud was the guy that you know, they felt was the top quarterback. Now, we'll see what happens at 11 and what they'll say in response if they take Levis. But, yeah, we all were really surprised by that.
TD, help me out here. For it to get out as much as it did, that the Titans wanted to trade up, that the Titans were trading for Stroud, that Diana Russini was in their building today, that all of those things happened, and it became so public, and then Houston scooped them by going Stroud at two. What do you think? Is that a bad look for the Titans?
I don't think it's necessarily a bad look, because we don't know that to have for sure been, you know, what was said. And then you look at some of the other rumors, how, you know, Rand Carthon has shot them down. I don't think it's a matter of having a leak problem or anything like that. We know the correlation, you know, that Diana Russini has to the organization, Mike Vrabel. But I don't think it's a big issue, no.
Okay, we're discussing right now Chicago's pick is in, but we're discussing if Chicago goes offensive line here, which is our expectation, for the Titans, offensive line, Gonzalez or Levis, how are you feeling about that?
Yeah, well, I tell you what, the Chicago pick is going to make people yes. It's going to really surprise you when you see who it is that's selected. Yep. But I mean, I think that'll leave a guy like Christian Gonzalez there. Levis will probably be on the board. Ooh, it's tough, man. You know, Skoronski will be on the board too, and that's not a sexy pick. But if they do something like Peter Skoronski and then come back tomorrow and get a Jalen Hyatt or you know, somebody like that, move back and get a Mingo, I think he did a really good job in the first couple of rounds. So that being said, I'll say Skoronski will be the pick and slide him in at left guard, and, you know, you get ready to rock.
Chicago's pick is in. So you say you're going Skoronski?
Yeah, I would go Skoronski of the remaining players. But, I mean, look, there's an excellent, excellent likelihood that, you know, Will Levis is the guy, too, because you know how they spoke about him, what Rand Carthon it is, how he spoke about him at the draft meeting the other day on Monday. So we'll see what happens.
TD, appreciate your time as always. And again, TD's update is brought to you by Smoky Mountain Tops, your countertop experts. Visit SmokyMountainTops.com. TD will keep in touch throughout the night.
Appreciate you, TD.
All right.
TD over at Titans HQ. He says Skoronski over Gonzalez or Levis.
Yeah, I agree with that.
He said there is a high possibility they take Levis as well. Yeah. So you just don't know. But I think it's between
those. I'm not taking a guard.
I think it's between those two guys. I don't know about taking a guard. No. Because I can do things to protect my guard, you know, if within the blocking scheme, you know. But, and you figure, if I'm drafting him this high, he comes in, he's a day one starter.
Absolutely.
Chicago's pick is in, and obviously TD knows who they're taking.
Yeah.
As he was alluding to, which means that it's not Peter Skoronski.
No.
Oh, goodness. We haven't mentioned Broderick Jones. You know, Skoronski
like
is not a true tackle.
He's
whereas,
more of a guard.
Right. Whereas Broderick Jones, I'll say this. When I watched the tape on Broderick Jones.
He's mean.
I saw a lot of Taylor Lewan in him.
He's mean now.
You know, like, I think he might be a little bit more explosive than Lewan. I think Lewan probably is sturdier, you know, probably has like a better anchor. But I mean, when they get out there and run the football at Georgia, he get out there and maul those linebackers. And you know, that was one of Lewan's strengths, was he and Roger Saffold, when they were running the ball effectively, they'd get out there into the second level and start blocking guys.
They were quick enough and agile enough to get to the second level blocking. So if you get a guy like Broderick, he would be able to do that for you as well.
Here's Goodell.
Three NFL draft. The Chicago Bears select Darnell Wright, offensive tackle, Tennessee.
We are.
Darnell Wright from Tennessee, the big boy at right tackle, goes to the Chicago Bears.
Oh.
So they missed out on what they thought. They thought they were going to get Mike McGlinchey. They missed out on him in free agency. They end up drafting Darnell Wright, who I think is kind of lazy, but what do I know? Did play well against Georgia and Alabama. Titans are on the clock right now. Let's take a look at the draft board presented by Parman Energy, your one-stop petroleum solution. Here you go. Here's who's available according to my board. And again, it's my board. Six, Christian Gonzalez, 8, Will Levis, 12, Nolan Smith, 13, Peter Skoronski, and 14, Jackson Smith Njigba. And I would add into that that Broderick Jones, who is 12th, is also available.
I'm going Peter Skoronski. I agree with TD. I mean, you got to bolster up that offensive line. Even if you try to get a skill guy, get a running back, whatever you want to do, you can't win in this league if you don't win in the trenches. So I think they got to go with the offensive line guy.
Pick's already in, which means they rushed it in there.
Yeah.
How much do you have to love Levis to take Levis, or how much do you have to like Levis as opposed to love him since you're not trading up for him?
I think if you're at 11, and you got to love him. It's not a like thing. You got to
love
him.
So if you like him, you're not going to take him.
If I like him, I'm not taking him. If I love him, I'm taking him. It's not a – when you're drafting this high, it's not a like thing. You got to love this guy.
Absolutely.
Because he's – it's potentially a franchise changer.
Right, because if you stink
like
this year and you're picking three,
changer.
You've already got a quarterback. You're not going to pick a quarterback in the first round.
Exactly. So it's not like, we like him, let's take – no, you got to love this guy in order to take him. Then again, the Titans – oh, the pick is in already. I was about to say, well, the Titans can move out of it, but the pick is in.
Don't be tipping any picks over there.
Don't even look this way.
I almost feel like putting a blinder so I can't see these two.
Yeah.
All right, let's go inside the war room, which is presented by Parman Tractor and Equipment, providing totally outrageous customer service. Visit ParmanTractor.com. And the Nashville Sheriff, just our friends, Davidson County Sheriff's Office is hiring correctional officers. Call 615-862-8170. Time to shine. Who is it, Derek? Your prediction.
I think it's.
I have put this paper over my phone.
I think
so that I don't get tipped at all by anybody.
I think.
Of course, the TV goes to commercial.
I would lean more toward Will Levis, but something's telling me they're going to take the guard.
I agree 100%.
Something's telling me that. I think they should take Will Levis. But they're going to take the guard.
According to Dane Brugler's board in The Athletic, the best available player is number 5 overall, Christian Gonzalez. Now, I don't value corners very much because I don't think in today's game, I don't think a corner can do anything. I mean, in today's game, if you don't get to the quarterback, then they can't put your hands on you. They can't do anything anymore. I mean, you'd have had 800 yards a game.
Sauce Gardner impacted this team, sure so did. It can't be done.
Yeah, but they got pretty good pass rush, too. Quentin Williams and those
yeah,
two boys
do.
Up there.
But Sauce Gardner's a damn good corner as well.
Do you think Gonzalez is that kind of player?
Yes.
He has the ability to be that kind of player, yes.
Then I would take that over a guard. I don't care if we're talking about Bruce Matthews.
No.
You could be – I mean, I wouldn't be mad at that pick if the Titans decided to get Gonzalez. I wouldn't be mad because that is a player at need considering the injuries that they've had on that side of the ball at that position.
Yeah. I mean, I still think they got to get this offensive line taken care of. I know I keep sounding like a dead horse. But, I mean, in free agency, they got Dillard and they got Brunskill. But they still need to get some depth and figure out a way to make sure this offensive line is solid. So
keep talking about these offensive linemen like if they pick them, they're going to be good players.
No,
for sure.
It's not. But the thing about, listen, if you don't win in the trenches, you're not going to win. I mean, you can get all the skilled guys
Joe
you want.
Burrow doesn't have any offensive line, and he wins plenty of games.
He's a different cat, though. He's a different cat. So I just think that it's Peter Skoronski because he's too good of a player from Northwestern.
I will say this. I do like Levis. You know, I will still be crushed deep down inside because I like Richardson way more than I like Levis. But if they go with Levis, I want Levis. I'll say it. I want him. Now, I won't be as happy as I would be if they had taken Anthony Richardson.
Uh-huh.
But I will be happier than I would be if they had traded up to take C.J. Stroud.
Well, you want a Richardson like a kid on Christmas, huh?
I think Richardson. Like, if you had told me right now Caleb Williams or Richardson, I would have said Richardson. I think Caleb Williams is – I mean, Richardson is a freaking
– He is.
Dog. And I think he's going to be – I mean, the one good thing about Indianapolis is that they are prone to screw up a lot of things because their owner's a coot. So, like, the hope is there is that that's what happens. But, boy, I tell you, of course they go to commercial when the Titans are picking. And I'm not looking at my phone because I don't want anybody to tip the pick.
He knows it now.
I'm not even looking at him.
Tell
him.
Tell
him.
No, don't even look.
You people want the reaction when it happens, so you will get the reaction when it happens from me. Oh, goodness. Roger Goodell is headed to the podium as the pick is in. Oh, boy.
Here's Jared Stillman. The reaction once.
Have we made
Goodell,
our predictions here?
I said Skolnarski.
Okay.
Has come to the podium. And
have you made your pick?
I think it's Will Levis, but it could be Gonzalez.
I'll go Gonzalez. Actually, I'll go Broderick Jones.
Okay.
They look excited. Come on, Rand.
Nobody's excited.
Nobody.
Well, if you got embarrassed on national TV, you would not be excited either.
No, they're
I'm trying to read their lips. I couldn't do it.
I was trying to see if Diana Russini was sitting in there with them. Trying to break down, you know. She's taking a look at the board here and put it out on Twitter.
Let's see what. Come on, get the pick in. Come on.
You remember the scene in Die Hard where McClane blows up the building and all the TV cameras are there? That's what that felt like.
Can I just tell you that people that wear hard hats to football stadiums drive me crazy?
What?
They just shot a guy in a Titans hard hat.
Because it's
a football game. What are you wearing?
Somebody might throw a beer can. Somebody might throw a beer can. You never know.
Those things are
a beer cup.
Like a batting practice helmet.
Come on, pick.
Oh, here's Goodell.
With the 11th pick in the 2023 NFL Draft, the Tennessee Titans select Peter Skowronski, offensive tackle, Northwestern.
You spent time a minute ago talking about that.
He's a what now?
A guard.
Come on, come on. Talk to me. He's a what now?
I don't know why they didn't go kicker. I mean,
they're cheering. They like to pick. Northwestern, Big Ten, baby.
A guard. And he's listed as a guard. He's listed as a guard up there.
Did you like
he's going to be a guard.
They drafted a guard. The
I
worst
told you they weren't
going to
draft a tackle.
Seven losses in a row, the general manager got canned so that they could draft a guard.
Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah, tell us how you feel, champ. Tell us how you feel.
Man, what's that song? Shout, let it all out. Come on, man. Give a good
but no, seriously.
A guard.
It's a good pick, man.
No, it is not.
Why?
Because it's a guard.
It's a need pick.
Exactly.
It's a need pick.
And at 11, that's terrible.
Where would you get him at?
But it's a need pick.
Need is bad at 11.
Why?
Look at him.
Because you take the best player.
Look at
him. He probably was the best player on their board.
Not at guard.
But he probably was the best player on their board. That's what I'm saying.
He better be playing left tackle this year.
He's not going to be playing left tackle.
Dude,
he's playing guard.
He better be playing tackle. If I'm using the 11th pick, you better play tackle. You better play tackle.
Oh. Well, if you got your guard.
Yep. You got
Jerry,
your guard.
Look at him running out of field. Look at him.
Good.
Yes, yes. Yes.
Look at those little baby arms on him.
He said baby arms.
He got little nubs arms.
Aren't you excited? Ain't you excited, Jared? Are you excited? Tell us how you really feel.
It's not a sexy pick.
Do you guys
but
know?
It's a pick nonetheless.
Do you guys know who the highest paid guard in the NFL is?
Who?
No.
That's a problem. It's Chris Lindstrom. It's Chris Lindstrom of the Atlanta Falcons.
Uh-huh.
How many games did they win last year?
Not many.
You know who the second highest paid guard in the NFL is? Quentin Nelson of the Colts. How many games did they win last year?
Not many.
I'm glad we got a guard, folks.
Got a guard.
All right, got a guard.
Got a guard.
What's next, punt returner? I mean.
Come on, man.
I mean, it's a freaking disgrace.
But on a serious note, isn't that a need, though, Jared?
You don't pick a need with the 11th overall pick.
Why not?
Because that's where players get drafted.
Best player
he
on the
probably
board.
Was the best player on their board.
Absolutely,
no, only stupid people. This is what a stupid team does, right? Like the Jets when they were stupid. Uh-huh. What stupid teams do is they take a player at a non-premium position high in the draft because, well, he's a really good player. So that's how you end up taking a box safety in Jamal Adams at number 6 and keep Geno Smith as your quarterback and pass on Patrick Mahomes or Deshaun Watson because, well, Jamal Adams was the best player on our board. And how many games do you win with guard?
That's a good pick.
Wow.
Ooh, that's Jamar a good pick.
Jahmyr Gibbs just went at 21 to the Lions. Or 12 to the Lions. I like Gibbs.
I do too, man.
A freaking guard. A guard with the 11th overall pick.
I thought it was a good pick, man.
You know what? If I own this team, it'd be very hard for me not to fire the coach and the general manager after what happened today.
But it's a need, though.
What? How many times have we been over this? It doesn't matter. Needs don't matter.
Yes, it does.
Not in the first round.
Okay.
I just went over this with you about Jamal Adams, right?
So you would get Will Levis in that position.
Me?
In number 11.
I mean, again, I haven't, like, ranked all the players. But if he was anywhere near ranked as high as Skoronski, yes, because he plays a premium position.
I understand. But the thing about it is, look at their offensive line,
You can go get a guard.
Where?
Anywhere. You could have signed Connor McGovern 2 days ago. You could go get a guard.
Let me ask you.
A tackle is different.
Let me ask you.
I will tell you. So if they play Skoronski at left tackle, it's a different discussion.
Okay.
You and I both know they're not going to do
it. No, they're not
going to do it. So, but the problem with that, though, is so now you got a bust at left tackle. You got a top 11 pick at left guard. You've got a 200 freaking pound center. You got a backup at right guard. And you got a third round pick last year who stunk at right tackle.
Okay.
Well, the offensive line coach better do his job.
Absolutely.
The assistant offensive line coach last year after the line coach got fired this year.
He better do his job.
Who is running this team? Like, who is running the
Mike
Titans?
Vrabel.
This is what the stupid teams do.
See how excited Green Bay is?
This is what I'm telling you about the stupid teams. The stupid teams take non-premium positions with very valuable picks, just like Leonard Fournette high in the first round, just like Jamal Adams high in the first round. Jamal Adams is a great box safety. The problem is that a box safety is a freaking linebacker who tackles people. You can get that in the fourth round. You don't need a box safety with the sixth pick, and you don't need a guard with the 11th pick.
I understand.
Let's get one in here.
I understand your frustrations.
Jared, come on, man.
But this is a team that they probably looked at that position and looked at where their offensive line has been the last 2 years.
Thank you.
And they're trying to upgrade that position. You say it's hard. You can find a guard anywhere. What if that was the case, they wouldn't be drafting a guard right now.
Derek, Quentin Spain played in the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
I understand that, yeah.
He's the worst guard in the history of the NFL.
No, he's not the worst guard in the history
terrible.
Of the NFL.
He's terrible. He is the one guy that's been on playoff teams, and the playoff teams are like, please leave.
But he's not the worst guard ever. He probably was the worst offensive lineman on
your
team.
You're right. The guards the Titans ran out there last year were the worst guards. I mean, it's just.
But this team however you look at it, this team, they felt that one, this was a position of need, so they went out and got it. He probably was high on their board anyway.
Yes.
He was projected a first round. They probably have him as a top 15, top 20 guy.
I hope he plays tackle.
And he fails to them. And he's going to be their guard. That's what he's going to be.
A guard.
You know, Jared, all those names you just listed that was on the Tennessee Titans offensive line, just erase Peter Skoronski. Look at the guys that they have. They got Dillard. They got Brunskill. They got Brewer. We don't know what's going on with Raidens. And we got Petit Ferrer that they're not really high on. So why not go get a guard to try to bolster up that offense when it's already bad? You can't just keep going. We can't keep going in each year talking about we need an offensive guard. We've been saying it for the last 3 or 4 years. They had to figure out to get a guy to replace some of these guys that were being terrible at that position.
Freaking stupid.
They went out and got whether that is
I stand
whether you
by,
believe
I stand,
it that's the
I
right approach
I stand by
or not.
What I said earlier when this happened. Was kicker not available?
That's the way you look at it. But they're looking at it from the standpoint of it's a guy of need that was high on
thank
our
you,
board.
Thank you,
kicker
thank you,
is
anyway.
A need. Have you
but he ain't high on their board.
For the last 4
he's
years,
not high on the
kicker
board.
Kicker is a need.
Come on, man.
They need high. A kicker.
Kickers are obsolete. Don't need no kicker.
Guards.
Guards are not obsolete.
They're not.
You need a guard.
Come on. You can play guard
You need
right
a guard.
Now.
$4 million for Aaron Brewer. Who the hell is running this team? I tell you, if I owned this team, I'd fire the general manager and the coach right now.
What?
So
you
mad.
Just got him. Why are you going to fire him?
I wouldn't have hired these bozos, but let me say this. And I'll say this. Rand Carthon right now, he's on my list. But
why are you blaming Rand Carthon for this?
It's Vrabel's fault.
Didn't we just say Vrabel was running the ship?
Well, we don't know who's running it. But the guard, again, he's attached to this.
The owner is running it.
This is
she's telling them what to do.
She's going to tell them to take a guard.
Probably.
I tell you, when we had Bruce Matthews all them years, we didn't win anything. Let's go back to them years with Bruce Matthews.
Munchak.
We had Bruce Matthews for 14 years. He made every Pro Bowl, and we won 14 games over those 14 years.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty good. Does she sound like that?
Yes.
No, but it was funny.
Oh, man.
Oh, Jerry, you're my guy. You're my favorite guy.
I got to tell you, man.
I hope in the second round they get another guard so I can just see you.
Jared Knight has been ruined.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Jared.
Oh, my goodness. But, listen,
Packers are up.
With the 13th pick in the 2023 NFL Draft, the Green Bay Packers select Lucas Van Ness. Defensive end, Iowa.
Mel Kiper.
Lucas Van Ness, a pass rusher. I don't really know much about him.
He's pretty good.
But that's a better position than guard, that I can tell you right now.
What do you think the guard. What do you think the not necessarily the reasons why they will tell us they drafted a guard?
If this were a video game, I would press pause, quit, and go do something else right now.
you wouldn't cut the game off?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Oh, you just cut it off?
Quit, cut it off.
Why you got to pause it? Just cut it off.
Champ, it's a need, man. It's a need.
What do you think their reasoning will be once they get up to the podium later on today? What do you think they say?
This is what I think they'll say. I think they'll say that, we're trying to build this team with good football players, and Peter is a good, tough, hardworking, physical player that, is consistent and dedicated, and he's going to fit right in with our culture, and we just are so glad we got him. But what's really going to happen, here's what's going to be crazy. When they get to the podium, I think they're going to be playing defense tonight. Because I think everyone's going to want to know what the hell happened with that third overall pick with Arizona, and why did everything get out, and why was it so public. And so, I mean, as much as it's what are they going to say about Skoronski, I mean, I don't think the questions are really going to be about Skoronski. I think it's going to be about what the hell happened at quarterback. And if the Patriots take Will Levis here, I am going to pee my pants as they are on the clock.
That is a possibility.
Yeah.
They brought him in for a visit.
But then you got Washington that could probably take him. Tampa.
Yeah.
Carthon and Vrabel will talk in 5 minutes.
Can we run that live or now?
Should be able to.
My Twitter's exploding. I'm not even going to look at it.
Steelers have traded with the Patriots.
Wow.
Who do the Steelers want? Broderick Jones.
Joey Porter.
Broderick Jones.
You think so, bud?
Dude, Joey Porter. Talking about how the game's not played the way it used to be played. Joey Porter used to kill people out there.
That's what they want, though.
They're going to take his son now.
You cannot play. You cannot play football the way that those Steelers defenses, and you guys would know better than anybody, the way those Steelers defenses used to play, you cannot play. They would put you in jail the way that those Steelers play.
All of them would be arrested. Every last one of them.
I hate playing against Pittsburgh, man. That was a physical game, man, straight up.
Once Steve McNair put that ball about 10 feet in the air, you jumped up like Michael Jordan. The guy hit you right in the back with his helmet.
I got hit by Greg Lloyd. Man, he almost took my spleen out. That's how hard he hit. Seriously. My rookie season, man, he was physical now.
Good thing, though, we had a guard on that team.
We did. We had Bruce Matthews.
Bruce Matthews and Benji Olsen. And that's what I'm talking about. Benji Olsen, right? If this guy's Benji Olsen, is that a good pick?
Yes.
If Skoronski ends up with the career of Benji Olsen.
Benji Olsen had a really good career, but Benji Olsen also was drafted, what, in a third round?
I was going to think fourth round.
Fourth round?
He might have been your class, honestly.
No, he wasn't in my class. Benji wasn't. He was drafted years after me. And having a Benji Ocean career is not bad, because Benji had a great career, I believe.
Fifth round in 98.
Yeah, but if you're talking a top 10 pick.
He started 140 games.
And he played multiple
over
positions.
Basically 10 years. No, he only played right guard.
Yeah, just played guard.
I thought he played multiple positions.
Nah. So if he has Benji Olsen's career.
Taking away where he got picked, it's great. Then.
No, that factors in.
No.
You can't do that to me. I love Benji. Benji's like one of my favorite guys. Benji's like one of my favorite guys. You can't say that. Because Benji had a good, solid career.
And you know what this team needs?
He was solid.
Once they put Benji at guard, they didn't have to every year, we need another guard.
That's my point.
Benji was solid. He was the guy.
That's my point. But you take Benji went at pick number 139.
And that's where it gets kind of tricky.
Because he's a guard. Play Skoronski at tackle.
They're not going to – I don't think they're going to play him at tackle. He's projected a guard. If you want to maximize his ability on the offensive line, you put him at guard.
Do you think they'll commit to him at guard today or no?
I think you have to. I think you have to commit.
You wouldn't say, we'll see, we'll get out there and see?
I will let Dillard play his way out of the tackle position.
A minute.
He goes in as our starting guard. There's not no, we're going to let him compete at tackle. No. You go in as our starting guard. Dillard's our starting tackle, and allow Dillard to play himself, if that is the case, play himself out of that position.
Diana Russini followed me on Twitter.
She unfollowed you?
No, she followed me.
She heard your smack talk.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Smiggity smack talk.
You know what? She got the tea. They tell her everything, and she puts it on TV, and the Houston Texans and the Arizona Cardinals.
Traded the 14th pick to the Pittsburgh Steelers. With the 14th pick in the 2023 NFL Draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select Broderick Jones, offensive tackle, Georgia.
That's what a good organization does. They pick a tackle.
So now all of a sudden the Titans are not a good organization.
That's what I'm saying, man.
They were just a good organization before the draft.
Have you been watching tonight?
I have, but it's not going to make me think now they're bad.
Did you watch what happened with the third overall pick?
Yeah.
Yes, but that still doesn't make them a bad organization.
Absolutely.
If they continue to do stuff like this moving forward, then okay, we can go down that road.
Then they're Josh McDaniels.
But not because of one draft. They're a bad organization.
Give Rand a chance.
I did.
Give Rand a chance. That's the shirt I'm going to get for you.
I did. He took a guard at 11.
Champ, that's a need.
So Vrabel's no longer one of the best coaches in the league?
Dude, I don't know. If Vrabel can win with this ragtag bunch of nobodies, I'll tell you, then he's better than Vince Lombardi. Now, he did lose 7 games in a row with this group, so, you know, we need to keep our eye on that. But that was a play I was watching, the Florida game, the Georgia game, where he got out there and just killed guys, Broderick Jones.
He's a monster.
Vrabel's a good coach.
Yes.
I don't think Vrabel's like a good personnel guy or good with handling, you know, scoops and media and things like that. If Diana Russini's going to broadcast everything the Titans are planning to do, only for the Titans to then get scooped on it. If I was the owner, I'd be so mad. I'd be more mad about that than I would be the guard, because I'd be sitting there in the draft room when we talked about why we took a guard. But I would be so mad if I thought, do you think Amy thought at 3 o'clock today that they were going to trade up and take C.J. Stroud?
She probably did think they were.
Yeah.
I mean, if I found that
everybody in that room probably thought they were.
Because if I'm the owner and I've signed off on what all it would have taken to get up there to get that pick, and I turn to you and I say, what the hell happened? What are you going to say back to me? There's an ESPN camera in my facility right now.
Uh-huh.
So there's no way to say that it wasn't like the cat was out of the bag.
I don't know what you say. We didn't get it. We didn't.
So who do you blame that on?
It didn't happen.
Do you blame it on Carthorne or Mike Vrabel?
Vrabel.
I thought Carthorne makes the decisions.
He's the – first of all, we don't know who makes the decisions.
That's what I mean.
Secondly,
it's collaborative.
Yeah. Secondly, it feels like it's Vrabel who's the one doing the talking.
But I just
it think looks like a duck, and it does quack like a duck.
I just think it's weird that he would let that personal information out. That's what I'm trying to fathom.
That's why I would be mad.
I don't understand.
Because he shouldn't do that.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Why if it's you're in a crunch time to where you got to pick your player and you're trying to get Stroud, but you let it out the bag. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Was it a smoke screen? Or were they really not targeting C.J. Stroud at
all? A smokescreen for the guard?
No. I didn't say that, man. I didn't say that. No, man, not that.
We're going to smokescreen it out for that guard right there.
No, not that. Just about the whole situation of letting it get leaked. I don't know. I mean, nobody knows. Everybody knows what went in that room. But in actuality, I really don't know. So tell us, Jared. Tell us how you feel.
I hate my team.
Yes, okay.
And you still you, like them.
I'll
you
say this. Like oh, I have a love-hate relationship with the Titans. I love the Titans. I hate the Titans. The Titans love me. The Titans hate me.
You love them when they win. You hate them when they lose.
No, I hate them when they do dumb stuff. I understand when they lose. Uh-huh. Like when they lost all these games in a row at the end of this year with all the injuries and everything else, I understood it. You know, I wasn't throwing chairs over it.
Uh-huh. Wow.
But when they do dumb things, then I get mad. Like take a guard with the 11th pick
of
the draft.
So what if he turns out to be?
Bruce Matthews.
No, what if his first year he's like Conklin?
He's an all-pro?
Yeah.
Not
then
good
what
enough.
Do you say? What? 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 If he becomes an all-pro in his first year, is not good enough?
No.
Why not? He's an all-pro.
Because he plays guard.
Which means if he's an all-pro, your offensive line is good.
Absolutely.
You play with Justin Tucker, right?
No. I was already gone.
Really?
Yeah, when Tuck got there.
Man, you are.
Yeah, I'm old. Yeah.
Getting up there in age, man.
I'm old, yes.
I mean, that's the best kicker in the history of the NFL.
Oh, of course.
And one thing that I think people don't take into account enough is how many games that guy wins them by going out there and I think shortening up the field. Uh-huh. You know, Lamar, you only got to get it to about the 40-yard line because if he comes out here, he'll make a field goal every time.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And so that plays such a big role in that. But I'm not going to take him 11th overall.
No.
That's my point.
But still, if he becomes an all-pro in his first season.
Hey, do we have the Vrabel and Rancarth on live, Nick? We will take them live. This should be.
They're not streaming it.
Yeah, they are. I got it on my phone. Right up there on Twitter. Oh, God.
Well, if he turns into an all-pro his first year, I would say, hey, listen. That pick was worth – it was worth taking him.
Here's what Floyd told
pick.
Me. And you know Floyd loved his lineman.
Uh-huh.
Floyd told me if you take a guard in the top 10, and I think 11 is enough to consider that, you know. If you take a guard in the top 10, he better go to Hawaii every year and be headed right to the Hall of Fame.
But the NFL is different
now. It is a little
different.
It's
a different league
I know.
Now.
Guards are valued less. We got the – here's Vrabel and co. at the podium. Or not. Or not. I'm sure it's probably for the best. I don't even listen to what they have to say. It'll just make me mad.
If you were there right now, since you're mad.
And I'm glad that Rayan feels the same way that we do, is that line of scrimmage is critical in this league. And you see what some of those guys have to block across from them. And Peter and hopefully the rest of these guys as they come in here and develop and gel. Are going to be able to do that for us.
Brand, you mentioned value at different positions, how later you can give guys who have similar value. If you take Skoronski at 11, what is it that you feel separates him from the other tackles or guards in the draft?
Well, I think the thing about Peter and what Mike was saying is his versatility. You know, and when he grabs people, you know, for the most part, they stop. You know, when he gets his hands on guys. So, you know, whatever his length is his length, but he played at a high productive level using that same length to stop people. And again, it's another way for us to add not only a good football player, but a good person. You know, he's a consummate pro even in college, you know, the way he carried himself. And, you know, that was just, he just made it a comfortable and easy pick for us to pull off the board. Yeah, because that was the pre-draft notion from, you know, everybody. Can he play tackle? And it wasn't because he wasn't successful playing tackle in college. It was because of the quote-unquote desired arm length. You know, so we know at the end of the day we got a good football player that is going to be productive wherever he plays. Nothing. Communicate with my partner. You know, we talked throughout. You know, we were doing a countdown. Hey, we're three out. We're two out. You know, we're one out. Here's this scenario. Here's that scenario. It helped having his, you know, his leadership and his veteran knowledge of how to make it easy. And like we talked about the other day, you know, us being, you know, locked in that room together, going through that board, you know, working through discrepancies that we may have had, whether it was our scouts, whether it was our coaches, or whether it was ourselves, you know, put everything into vision for us. So when that pick came, we knew immediately we didn't have to have much conversation, just a quick, hey, we're good, and we were good. And so it made it easy. Everybody's been asking me how I feel, you know, am I excited and all those things. You know, I've been telling everybody the same thing. I think about, you know, you score your first touchdown and you dance and you celebrate, and most coaches will pull you to the side and say, act like you've been there before. So this, I approach today as if I've been there before.
I told Rand, you never forget your first, though. So we laughed about that. And just to echo that, it was easy. There was a comfort to it, having worked through those scenarios up and down. And so, like he said, it kind of happened, and here we were. And, you know, I was hoping it kind of came to us, and it was easy. So that was probably the best part of this entire process, is having, you know, spent those last couple hours yesterday, just him and I, putting everybody's thoughts together and everybody's vision together for these players.
How has Peter worked through the short arms and overcome that? What's a guy with shorter arms do?
Great footwork. He's square. Plays square. He's strong. You can watch some of these clips, and you know, these are 280-pound guys, 270-pound guys, rushing on the edge or blocking down on a three technique, and he gets his hands on you. They for the most part, they don't go very far, and I think he uses his mind. I mean, he's intelligent. There's a lot of things you can do to make up for, you know, not having 35-inch arms, which, you know, very few tackles have. And so it's angles, it's strength, it's body control, it's playing square, and being able to move his feet.
Rand, you talked the other day about the value of getting face-to-face time with these prospects. What did you learn about Peter when you got with them in the pre-draft, and just kind of how did that inform the pick?
So we met with Peter at the combine, you know, felt really good about him. And then our O-line coach Haas, you know, went to the pro day and spent time with him. Again, the player and the person, you know, checked all the boxes for us. So we felt like who he was and what he brings here was easy.
If he ends up playing inside a guard, how good is he at getting to the second level and unblocking like you guys, like your guards do?
Good. I mean, when any offensive line lineman for us is uncovered, there's times where, you know, they're going to have to play in space, you know, whether that's at the second level or that's pulling, you know, and those, you know, what we would call movement blocks. And, I mean, there's very, very proficient. It's not like he hangs his hat on one thing. This isn't just a player that's just a one-trick player. He's a complete offensive lineman coming out of college, and there'll be a lot of things that he's going to have to learn and that we're going to have to help him learn and continue to develop him. And maybe some of the tricks of the trade, but I don't think that there's any concern with Peter's ability to move and block in space or on the edge.
Check your box, Rand, about being a blue player that plug and play right away.
Yes, he is that, and hence why he goes at 11.
You mentioned being nosy and checking things out with the calls and so forth. With the proximity you guys had to the top of the draft this year and the quarterbacks that were up there, you know, was there much of a temptation in your mind to kind of take?
I mean, again, it goes to what we were talking about earlier this week, trusting the board, and that's exactly what we did. He was a player that, like I said, we covered it, and we didn't think would be there. And so when he was there and where we had him slotted, it was an easy pull because we trusted not only our communication, but we trusted our board.
Mike, when you look at what came into the division in front mm-hmm. of particularly two young quarterbacks, are you thinking defensively, about stopping those guys? Or are you thinking offensively about matching what those guys might be?
We thought that way. I think we obviously want to improve our football team. And, you know, we're not setting out to, you know, obviously we have a goal every year. We want to win the division and host home playoff games and win championships. But that I don't think that ever crossed our mind is that, hey, we have to go get somebody to, you know, to stop whatever rookie quarterback. You know, we're trying to build a team, a complete team. We have a lot of work to do. We're just getting started. But I think it's a great start. There's a lot of players in this draft I like, and there's a lot of players that Rand likes and that we both like. We're going to continue to try to find players at all levels, quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, defensive linemen. So we ended up where we were. We stuck, and we knew this was a player that when we said if we were going to stay there and pick, Peter Skoronski is going to be one of those players.
You guys have both talked about speed. Offensive line speed, probably not the first place you think of. Is that remain obviously a big deal going into tomorrow, man?
Yeah, but we've talked about our play. We've talked to our players already, the ones that we have on the roster, about the ability to play fast and the ability to be and get timed fast. So we're going to find a way to get them to play faster, and then we're going to target some players that have speed. But at his position, you know, this is a fast player, plays fast. You know, isn't unsure of what he's supposed to do when, you know, he goes and hits somebody and blocks a guy and keeps him away from the quarterback. Well, I think Rand caught him at the pizzeria. They were probably had some pitchers, and he congratulated him, obviously. I thanked him, for the way that he played. I told him that the reason that he was in this position was for those people around him, and that he should be gracious and he should always, you know, remember to put the team first and come in here and be ready to get to work.
Thanks. I've got him jumping on a Zoom call.
Oh, I guess that's it. All right. So they didn't ask at all about the Diana Russini stuff? Am I the only person that she leaked the freaking draft plans and they didn't ask?
Unless they didn't see it.
ESPN is not sending Diana Russini to cover the Titans when she said on Friday she was going to Indy to cover the Colts. They are not sending her to Nashville to cover a guard picked at 11. I mean, the Dallas Cowboys wouldn't even get somebody in the facility if they picked a guard at 11. She leaked the draft plans because they gave them to her, and they ended up with a guard. And nobody asked about that?
I am surprised that no one bring that up. Yeah. What was coming outside of those walls right before, hours before the draft, that, you know, the Titans, and these were things she was reporting, that the Titans were willing to move up. And then the tweet right after.
She deleted.
That she deleted. Yeah. I don't understand why no one asked them about that. Just to see, like, what their response would have been.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I mean, it's just wild to me that it just got leaked out. I mean, I know I keep saying it over and over, but when you're trying to draft somebody and you're trying to keep it a secret, why would you tell somebody that's not even in the building or even in that organization that will leak that out? So that's what I'm kind of concerned about. And I think when you start interviewing him or Mike Vrabel, when you are in that same room, that are you going to ask him that question?
When am I going to have the opportunity
I'm just saying, when you get a chance to where he's at the podium and you're there at practice, would you ask him that question?
I mean, have you guys ever known me to be shy about asking
questions? That's what I'm asking.
First thing I would have said is, so what happened with the C.J. Stroud thing with Arizona?
Yeah.
And what happened? How did the whole draft plan get leaked?
See, it's
like
a mystery, man.
I would ask about why. I would ask the coach, why was Diana Russini on Friday supposed to go cover the Colts, but then came here? What am
question.
I doing?
That's a good question.
Oh, the Commanders are at the podium.
They could take Will Levis.
I don't even.
With the 16th pick in the 2023 NFL Draft, the Washington Commanders select Emmanuel Forbes, defensive back, Mississippi State.
He's a good player. I liked him. I thought he was like a true first-round grade kind of guy. You know, when people get drafted at like 23, they're really not first-rounders. You know, they're just, you know, they're good players, but they're not. Yeah. And I thought Forbes was kind of right there at the cut line of a first-rounder or not a first-rounder. Let me run through these sponsors while we have an opportunity before I get more mad. The draft board is presented by fueled by Parman Energy. Visit ParmanEnergy.com, your one-stop petroleum solution. TD, who joined us earlier today, brought to you by Smoky Mountain Tops, your countertop experts. Visit SmokyMountainTops.com. The War Room is brought to you by Parman Tractor and Equipment, providing totally outrageous customer service. Visit ParmanTractor.com. B&B Flooring provides the updates, bnbflooringtn.com. And also, we've got DMD Development featuring their new Cumberland, the new Cumberland, with views of downtown and the Cumberland River, the newcumberland.com. And the Nashville Sheriff, the Davidson County Sheriff's Office, is hiring correctional officers. Call 615-862-8170. We're live at Twin Peaks in Cool Springs, hanging out with you today, Jared Stillman, Derek Mason. Let's take 10 seconds for station identification right here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.